Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
The Word of God has asked a question. He's told me, he says to me, I beseech thee, suffer me to speak to the people. The title of this episode is The Voice or the Message of the Voice of I. The Message of the Voice of I. I will make known the message of the voice of I. I will tell you who the voice is to, who are the objects of the voice of I. I will make known to you what that message is. But first this, Hosea chapter 8, verse 8 says, Israel is swallowed up. Now shall they be among the Gentiles. So the question here is, where are the Israelites? I talked about them last time, and I made known that the Israelites, when the Bible speaks of Israelites, it is speaking of black people, and I showed you that the last time. The Israelites, I said, are also, the Israelites are Hebrews. Hebrews are black people in the Bible. The Bible speaks of present-day black people, and I began to make that known, especially in the last broadcast. Okay? So the statement, Israel is swallowed up. Swallow up, the verb, means to take control of a smaller company or country. The Gentiles have taken control of the country, the original country of the black people, the Hebrews. They've taken control. They have taken the people and the black people, that is. The Gentiles have taken the black people and scattered them abroad in the lands of the Gentiles. The Israelites are not in their own land, such as black people living in the United States of America or black people living in the UK. They are not in their own land. They are held captives. Now, there are other countries as well, but I specify the UK and the United States of America. Blacks are captives. They are held captive. They have been held captive ever since the Gentiles first invaded the land of the black people, conquered them, and scattered them about throughout the lands of the Gentiles. Gentiles, alias white people. So Israel is swallowed up. The people are called, referred to as Israel and as Israelites, as well as Hebrews, but they are black people. Now shall they be among the Gentiles. The statement tells where these captives are. They are in the lands of the Gentiles, such lands as the UK and the United States of America, holding black people in captivity all these many years. It's been a long time. They shall be among the Gentiles as a vessel wherein is no pleasure. Wow. The Gentiles take no pleasure in the Israelites. They have conquered, scattered abroad, made them slaves, made them do slave labor. Of course, the Israelites, the black people, were, that is to say, the slavery was outlawed at some point in their history, in the history of the Gentiles and in the history of the black people, the Israelites. But they are, they, the black people, the Hebrews, also called Israelites and also referred to as Israel, they are still in captivity. These are things black people need to know. The Bible speaks of real life things, such as the captivity of black people, the scattering of black people, black people being oppressed by the oppressors, the Gentiles, on and on. Where is Israel, or where are the Israelites? The statement says they are in, they are among the Gentiles. That's true to life today. Romans 15:10, speaking of the Israelites, with regard to the Israelites and Gentiles, he says, and again, he says, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. Right there we see that Israelites, who are black people, are not Gentiles. He says, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. His people are black people. The Lord's people are black people. The Gentiles, alias white people, are their captors. The Bible's Lord is black. The AVB's Lord's people are black, dark-skinned. The point is, regardless of what one's religion teaches, black people are not Gentiles, alias white people, just as Gentiles are not black people. That's my point in bringing to your attention Hosea 8:8. So that statement says a lot. It says a lot. So, now, the voice or the message of the voice of I. This is about the salvation of the people of the Lord. the black people held in captivity by their captors, the Gentiles. It's about salvation, the message of the voice of I. I remind you, he says in Acts 21:39, I beseech thee, he's talking to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, I beseech thee, suffer me to speak to the people. I will at this time give the floor to the voice of I. I will share with you things which he, the voice of I, has said. He says, and he's speaking to me, and to some of these statements, he's speaking to all of us black people as well. He says in Genesis 18:27, behold now, I have taken upon myself to speak to the Lord. I am the interpreter of the message of the voice of I, that is in the AVB. I am the interpreter. Okay? He says also, Song of Solomon, chapter 1:5-6, he says, I am black. He says that two times in chapter 1 of Song of Solomon. He makes known his race. And he's speaking to the Lord, who is black. And he's going to also speak to his people who are black. All of this is Bible. He says, I am black. In Isaiah 5:13, he says, my people are gone into captivity. This is an urgent message. My people are gone into captivity. I am black. Genesis 40:15, he says, for indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, the land of black people, the land of the Israelites. I was stolen away. Who stole him and his people away from their original land? The Gentiles, their captors, stole black people away from their original homeland. That's a crime, to steal. In this case, people, Gentiles are stealing people, men stealers. Okay? He says in Ezekiel 1:1, I was among the captives. We have a message from the voice of I in the AVB. I was among the captives. What captives? The black captives. Captured by who? By those captured by the Gentiles long time ago. He says in Isaiah 42:8, I am the Lord. You see who's talking? I am the Lord. That is my name. In Acts 9:15, he says, of me. As a predecessor speaking to a successor, he says, about me. He's talking to the people, black people, those who are still in captivity. He says, about me. He says, he is a chosen vessel to bear my name. Talking about the Lord, Tommy Hart. It's a past. Pass on the baton, to give to another some particular duties or responsibilities. He, Tommy L. Hart, is a chosen vessel to bear my name. Pass on the baton means to hand over a particular duty or responsibility. All right. Now, he goes on. I was among the captives, Exodus 2:22. I have been a stranger in a strange land. That's black people. Right now, black people are still strangers in a strange land. They are not in their own land. They are in their captor's land. the Bible speaking to real people, the voice of God speaking to real people at this day, in this day. I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews. I was among the captives. I have been a stranger in a strange land. 1 Kings 22, verse 4, he says to me, I am as thou art, my people as thy people. This is where he passes on the baton to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He says, I am as thou art, my people as thy people. I beseech you, be as I am. He's talking to me. Be as I am, for I am as you are. That's Galatians 4, verse 12. Genesis 49, verse 18, he says to me, I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord. This is in the sense of a predecessor passing on the baton to a successor. Listen to me carefully. And now the voice of I asked me to allow him to speak to the people. He is thus allowed. Obviously, I am the spokesperson for the voice of I. I am its interpreter. Genesis 42, verse 23, he spake to them by an interpreter. Talking about this voice of I speaking, this message being spoken or interpreted by his successor, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. Your host is the interpreter of the message of the voice of I. 1 John 1:5 says, this then is the message which I, not we, but I have heard from him, the voice of I. I'm going to interpret the message for him. This then is the message of the voice of I. His message is to the Israelites, the black people, the black captives, those scattered abroad by means of the Gentiles, scattered abroad at the Gentiles' hands. His message is to the Israelites, who are the people of the Lord, who are Hebrews, who are black people, in the lands of the Gentiles. Acts 10:36, the word which God sent to the children of Israel. Yes, the message is to the children of Israel. The message is to the Lord's children. And also the message is to the people having the designation of Israel, or the Israelites, or the Hebrews, who are all one and the same black people who are scattered abroad. Okay. And now, the message. I am giving the floor to the voice of I. The voice of I speaks through his interpreter, who is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. He says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, trust in the Lord, you captives, you black people, you people of the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thine own understanding. You must trust in the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. This is all about the path to salvation. The captive's path to salvation. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord's understanding. Acts 10, verse 6, the voice of I says, he, the Lord, shall tell thee, the captives, the black captives, what they ought to do. He shall tell thee what thou ought to do. Acts 9, verse 15, he says about the Lord Tommy L. Hart, and I read this earlier, he is a chosen vessel to me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel, the people belonging to the Lord, the Israelites, the Hebrews, who are black people. He says to them, get wisdom, get understanding. In Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6, he says, the Lord gives wisdom, and the Lord gives knowledge and understanding. He's talking to those captives that are held by the Gentiles. The message is to the black people. He, the Lord, shall tell thee what thou art to do. He is a chosen vessel to bear my name. That's why he calls me Lord. I bear the name of the Lord as a successor in this understanding here. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. He, the Lord, shall direct the path of his people, the captives scattered throughout the lands of the Gentiles. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall direct thy path. He's talking to the people. The voice of I, which I interpret. Follow me carefully. Listen to me. Take heed to what I say, because it is biblically sound and true, that which I say. Proverbs 4:4, he says, get wisdom, get understanding. Proverbs 2:6, he says, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, gives wisdom. The Lord gives knowledge and understanding. He says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31, envy not the oppressor. Be focused on what you are to do, my people. Be focused. Be focused on the word of the Lord. Be focused on this path to your salvation. He says in Psalms 27, verse 14, wait on the Lord. Wait, I say, on the Lord. This Lord is a real person. Tommy L. Hart is the bearer of the Lord's name. The baton has been passed on. It has been passed on to Tommy L. Hart. So wait on the Lord. Don't try to get ahead of him. Be with the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And wait also, wait on also means to serve. Serve the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Serve the Lord in the role of a servant. Wait on the Lord. Okay, moving on. Hebrews 8:11. Know the Lord. Know the Lord. How can you know the Lord? Listen to the voice. Listen to the message of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Get to know him. Get to know him personally. He's on Twitter. Visit Lawmaster Archives, Blog Talk Radio. Wealth of information there from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Know the Lord. Know what he stands for and be with him. Be with him, not against him. Because this is all about the path to your salvation. He says in Psalm 129, verse 4, the Lord is righteous. Always remember this, people. The Lord, the Bible's Lord, has a name. Not talking about a spirit, talking about a real individual. The Lord's name is Tommy L. Hart. That name has been passed on to me. Get understanding, he says. Get it from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. Psalm 129, verse 4, the Lord is righteous. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is righteous. Psalm 100, verse 5, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Now, speaking on, let me read this. Psalm 130, verse 8. He, Tommy L. Hart, shall redeem Israel. Redeem. To deliver. Save. He, Tommy L. Hart, shall save, redeem, deliver Israel. From what or who? From their captors, the Gentiles, alias white people. From those who have hated them, those who still hate them, those who oppress them, those who hold them captive. That's the intent. Remember passing on duties and responsibilities to another? This is one of the things, the main thing that is. He shall redeem Israel. Who is Israel? The Israelites. Who are the Israelites? The Hebrews. Who are the Hebrews? Black people scattered abroad throughout the nations of the Gentiles. Clear as day, people. Clear as day. Psalm 130, verse 7. With the Lord, listen, there is plenty. With the Lord, there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Talking about the path to salvation. The path to liberty, black people. The path to your liberty and your independence. Stand with the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Now, the question is asked by the people in the AVB, what shall we do? The captives ask, what shall we do? Luke 3, 10 and 12, the people asked him, saying, what shall we do then? What shall we do? And he answers the question. Remember, he's talking to the captives, the black captives. He's saying, they have asked him, what shall we do then? We're in this state of captivity. What shall we do? The Lord has come. What shall we do? And that's, you shall wait on the Lord. That's been, that is what it's talked about. Wait on the Lord. The Lord, Tommy L. Hart, shall give thee, shall tell thee what thou ought to do. And I'm doing that now. Trust in the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Be with the Lord. Because the Lord is righteous. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endures to all generations. He shall redeem Israel. With the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, there's mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. What shall we do? He answers the question. The voice of I answers the question. What shall is? He says, in Psalm 100, verse 3, we are his people. Who is the he? Who is the we? The black people, those who are yet in captivity, scattered about in the lands of the Gentiles. We are his people. We are the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. We are his people. John chapter 2, verse 5. Now he says, whatsoever he, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, says to you, do it. Giving instructions. Are you able to follow the instructions coming from the AVB? And these instructions are for your salvation. Will you follow the instructions coming from the Bible? Or do you think you know more than the Bible? And do you think you know with regard to the issue at hand more than the Lord, Tommy L. Hart? You've been told to wait on the Lord, and the Lord's name is Tommy L. Hart, a real individual. And, of course, this is the message of a real individual. who says he was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and other things that you've heard me say. He says to you, acknowledge him, Tommy L. Hart, in all thy ways. Acknowledge him, that is, and he shall direct thy path. So who is the director in this path to your liberty, black people? Who is the director? The Bible names the director, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. That's why you should wait on him. That's why you should serve him. That's why you should be obedient to the voice of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. So the message of I to black people is, we are his people. We black people belong to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Whatsoever Tommy L. Hart says to you, do it. Genesis chapter 31, verse 16. Whatsoever God has said to thee, do. Now, the Bible makes it clear why Tommy L. Hart is called God. The Bible says he is the God of salvation. He is the God of his people, black people's salvation. He is a God of knowledge. He is a redeemer. He is a God of your redemption. This is why he's called God. These are some reasons, okay? Why the Lord is called your God. Okay. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Whatsoever God, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, has said to you, do it. The God of your salvation. Okay? This is the God, Tommy L. Hart. He is the God of he's the God of his people's salvation. He's a God having knowledge. Okay? He's a God who is interpreting the message of the Lord right now. Okay. So what shall you do? You should do what the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, tells you to do. That's it. Whatsoever he says to you, do it. Okay. Now, John 6:68, Lord, to whom shall we go? That is answered. Hosea 12:6, therefore turn thou to thy God and wait on thy God continually. Serve the Lord, wait on him continually. Why is he called God? Because he is the God, he is called the God of your salvation. He's your redeemer. He redeems you. His goal is to redeem you from captivity. That's what this is all about. The path to your liberty, black people. Your liberty, your independence. Listen. And the voice of Isaiah says to the people in 2 Corinthians 6:17, come out from among them. Black people, come out from among your enemies and be ye separate, says the Lord. He has said it, and I'm interpreting the message. I'm saying on his behalf, the voice of I in the AVB, come out from among your captives. Remember the first statement I read? It says about Israel, the Israelites are among the Gentiles. Now, that's where they presently are. Now, they are to separate themselves from their captors, the Gentiles, alias white people, and turn to the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. Tommy L. Hart has given the call to black people to come to him. Turn, therefore, to the Lord. Turn therefore to God, to your God, and wait on thy God continually. Wait on. Serve the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. And I told you why he's called God. All right? He's the God of your salvation. He's the God having knowledge. And there are other things which I did not write down for this message, okay? But you can get an understanding, a good understanding, from what I have said in this episode. To whom shall we go? What shall we do? Turn to the Lord thy God and wait on thy God continually. Psalm 34:14, depart from evil. Be separate. Separate yourselves from your enemies and go to, turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Depart from evil. Depart from evil. When you separate yourselves from your captors, you are departing from evil. When you separate yourselves from Christianity and any other religion, depart from evil. And come to the Lord your God. Turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Psalm 100 verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. This is the message, people. And of course, there are other things that he said, and I've been talking about this for some time now. So tie this in with other things I've said in previous broadcasts. Like, people, you have to study. You have to study the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. You can't expect to get something for nothing, you know. Get the knowledge of the Lord by not doing anything. You got to study. He says, know the Lord. Study. Turn to Lawmaster Archives, Blog Talk Radio, and study. Study the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. You don't have to try to figure anything out. Everything is already figured out, and I give you understanding. There is much understanding in the archives of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, Lawmaster, on Blog Talk Radio. Much, much understanding. And you've been told, get understanding from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Serve the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Know the Lord. Hear the Lord's voice, hear his message, know his message, know his message, so you can know what to do in this path to your salvation. I cannot open your head and put it in there. You got to study. Got to study what? I told you. Study. The things that are in Lawmaster Archives, Blog Talk Radio, and obey. What the message of the voice of I said, whatsoever the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, tells you to do it. And remember, I told you why he is called or referred to as God. I've given you an understanding. I have interpreted the message of the voice of I that is in the AVB. I have the voice of I asked to speak to the people, and I have allowed him to do so through his interpreter, who is the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Study, people. Study my content. Study my message. It is for your salvation. You are captives, black people, in places like the UK and the United States of America. You're captives. This is all about the path to your salvation. Join me on Twitter, hashtag Tommy L. Hart. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. And join me the next time.